Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie has found herself in a very precarious situation with a guy that she's been talking to, texting back and forth for the past couple of days.
Yes.
Introduced through a mutual friend.
Yep.
By the way, if you want to call or text into the show, 617-931-1234. Tell everybody what's going on with this guy.
Okay, so I tweeted Sunday morning and I got a response from somebody that I don't follow and didn't follow me. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And he tagged my other friend in it. So I screenshot it, I sent it to her and I said, who is this kid? She's like, oh, it's my friend from high school or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to the same high school as mm-hmm. her. So eventually she's like, is it okay if I give him your number? And I'm like, sure, why not? Let's roll the dice. I got nothing going on. So he starts texting me and he's hilarious.
Okay.
And the conversation goes on. And then, you know, we're just talking about random things. And I realized yesterday that I still don't know his name.
Why don't you just ask him?
Because I feel like it's rude at this point.
But you've never met him. What's his screen name like? Is it?
It's
don't give the whole thing.
I know.
Yeah, he's got, like, I've seen the Twitter handle. She showed me the Twitter. It's like initials, so you're not sure if that's what he goes by.
His Twitter picture is not recent.
Is it an egg? Or?
No, his Twitter picture. Annie just showed me this. This is hilarious. It is him and his brother. You can't tell which one is which because Annie has never seen this kid.
Or his name.
No. Doesn't know his name. And it's a picture from like either the early 90s or the late 80s or something like that because they're kids in this picture. So it's like a throwback picture for this guy. did your friend Abby say like, hey, I went to high school with him, or like, oh, this guy was my high school teacher?
No, she said we went to high school together. Okay.
Why didn't you just ask your friend?
I just haven't got around to it yet.
I got around to what? Sending a text message? What are you doing with your life, Annie?
Yesterday.
I just don't understand sometimes the decisions you make when you're going out with people.
Simple
as asking a name.
No, she's not going out with him yet, but yesterday she was texting and she has a smile on her face and she's giddy and she's like, oh, he's so funny. I mean, it would be great to put a name with it, I guess, Annie.
I think the conversations are just, they're so funny and I almost don't want to.
Like, well, you think finding out his name is Gary is going to ruin it for you?
It might. You never know.
What name is like a no-go for you?
What if it's like
this is so
Cornelius
ridiculous.
Or something?
What if he's like a Sebastian? Would you go for a Sebastian?
No.
What if he's a Chad? What if he's a legitimate
See,
Chad?
Like, Dad, what if I find out he's Chad and he's like,
what's his area
Nantucket?
Code?
781. 781's
a good area code. Okay.
So we know that he doesn't.
Mr. 781.
Mr. 781.
Mr. Worldwide.
He's calling Pitbull.
Pitbull Jr.
Are you Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 781?
Do you own a white suit? Are you bald? Are you
really
also in your 40s?
So he texts me yesterday and goes, a little birdie told me I need to ask you what you were for Halloween this year. And I, of course, was Post Malone.
Right.
So I sent him a screenshot of my Instagram. And I was like, oh, like, I want to see some of your best costumes or whatever.
Right.
And he goes, I don't have a picture since college or something. And I was like, is this the part where you tell me you're Ted Bundy?
He doesn't have a picture since college?
So I don't.
What is he texting you on? A sidekick?
I don't know. Maybe like
a Motorola flip phone.
A Razor phone.
What? So this will make it easier. So when he shows up to the bar to murder you,
exactly.
You don't know what he looks like.
No,
and you
can't
be alarmed.
And he's like, oh, like, would you want to get drinks sometime? And I'm like, well, I'm going to go to a bar and I'm not going to know what you look like. So I'm just going to have to.
Or your name.
Or your name.
So it's
781.
It's legitimately going to be like a real first date.
Oh my gosh.
Like a blind date. You have no idea.
Does he know who, what do you do for a living?
Yes.
Okay.
And he knows my name.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Of course. He knows all of our names.
You're an open book.
It's the damn who I am, you know?
This guy.
This is ridiculous.
This guy's 75 years old.
This is
seriously.
I really hope
there's
not.
Either two things that are happening right here. Right now, this guy is like 70 years old.
Right.
And, you know, he's being really creepy. Or this is your brother and sister catfishing.
Yeah, you're being catfished by your friend. Yeah.
That would be even better.
Yeah,
if
like
it was.
This is an elaborate ruse.
All right, just to recap here, if you missed any of this,
Roger.
Annie has been talking with a guy via text, introduced by a friend for a couple of days now.
Yep.
It looks like they're making plans to go out, but she has no idea what he looks like because there's no pictures anywhere and he hasn't shared one, and she doesn't know his name.
People on the text line are saying, what do you have him as in your phone? Like, is he Twitter guy? Do you have
no, it's just his number.
Oh, you see? So you haven't even given him a name yet.
His name is Dexter.
somebody says Roger. My dog is Cornelius, and he's awesome.
I'm sorry. It was the first name that came to my mind.
So, oh, my God.
All right. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.